This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump ordered employees at his Florida resort to delete security video as he was under investigation for retaining classified documents, according to U.S. prosecutors. The AP's Eric Tucker explains what the charges mean.
He is accused of asking a colleague of his at Mar-a-Lago to delete surveillance footage at the complex. This is important because surveillance footage is what FBI investigators ultimately used to allege that they had probable cause to believe a crime was committed, namely that boxes had been moved in and out of the storage room in an effort to obstruct the investigation.
The charges were made public hours after Trump said his attorney met with the Justice Department officials investigating his attempts to overturn the 2020 election loss to Democrat Joe Biden, and a sign that another set of criminal charges could come soon. Dozens of smuggled individuals were found working in horrible conditions at an illegal California pot plant. Get more on the story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities in California's Central Valley say they found dozens of people working and living in horrible conditions at an illegal marijuana plant. The Merced County Sheriff's Office says 60 people, including one juvenile, were found Wednesday at the site on unincorporated land. The workers apparently were smuggled into the U.S. several days ago with the promise of good-paying jobs and a place to stay. However, the sheriff's office says instead they were forced to process marijuana while staying in horrible living conditions to pay back the smugglers, and says they were scared to death. The sheriff calls the situation heart-wrenching. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Rescue efforts are resuming Friday in the Philippines, a day after a passenger boat capsized in a lake near the Philippine capital, killing 23 people on board and leaving six others missing. Coast Guard spokesperson Rear Admiral Hastio Conillo.
Latest update, we are able to recover 40 survivors and 26 casualties. So 26 casualties, we have 14 identified and 12 unidentified.
The accident happened in the early afternoon hours at Laguna Lake near Manila, hours after Typhoon Doksuri has swept over the northern section of the Philippines. North Korea displayed nuclear capabilities, missiles that is, and new attack drones in a large military parade staged in Pyongyang for leader Kim Jong-un and visiting delegations from China and Russia, according to the North Korean state media reporting on Friday. The widely anticipated parade on Thursday night commemorated the 70th anniversary of the end of the Korean War, celebrated in North Korea as Victory Day. Washington has accused Pyongyang of providing weapons to Russia for its war effort in Ukraine. The State Department spokesperson said on Thursday the U.S. was incredibly concerned about ties between Moscow and Pyongyang. Pyongyang and Moscow have denied conducting any arms transactions. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sending out a warning of a meat allergy caused by tick bites. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The CDC says as many as 450,000 people in the U.S. have become allergic to red meat since 2010. It's the 10th most common food allergy in the U.S. There are no indications anyone has died from alpha-gal syndrome.
The alpha-gal is commonly found in beef, pork, venison, any of your red meats.
The CDC's Johanna Salzer says the spit from a tick bite triggers a severe immune reaction when someone eats meat. Bernadine Heller-Greenman in Massachusetts has alpha-gal syndrome.
I don't know when I was bitten by it. I wasn't aware of any special bite that I got 5 years ago at all.
It started with a rash.
I was nauseated. I was dizzy. I was vomiting and doing other things one does when they're sick in the bathroom.
The allergy can fade away in some people, but for others, it could be a lifelong condition. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. State Department Thursday ordering non-emergency government personnel and family members to leave Haiti as soon as possible, citing kidnapping, crime, civil unrest, and poor health care infrastructure. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.